This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. All right, I've been looking around, trying to find the right person to come and talk to me about this, and I think I found him. Because as a former military member, Millie, Austin, McKenzie, a few other guys, what they did was reprehensible, and I mean, it's treasonous. And joining me now to discuss this, well, his name is David Shestakis. Am I pronouncing that right, sir?
That was very close for the very first crack at it, Bill.
Okay.
Shestakis.
Shestakis, okay. Yep. I have many Greek friends. I'm presuming that's Greek. But some of them had the O and some of them had the ah. So I never could get that right. I don't even know how you guys figure that out.
Well, we don't because I'm Lithuanian.
Okay, there you go. There you go. That explains everything.
And
so,
for the most part, the Greeks have an IS and an OS, and the Lithuanians have AS. So that's just a little hint.
I've never noticed that. I might have to pay more attention. The question here that you're seeking to address is, did General Mark Milley commit treason with his phone calls to Chinese General Li Zhaosheng? I'm sure that's a multi-layered onion to peel back. At first blush, what did you find when you look at this? What do you see?
Boy, at first blush, Bill, at first blush, everybody tosses around that word very, very easily and terribly. But the fact is that, of course, the founders were really concerned about that word in many respects because it was treason against the king just to even think about or dream about the king's death. And so it was so easy, and treason was kind of like a political crime in the days of the founding. And so the founders wound up putting there's only one crime in all the Constitution that's defined, and it is treason, and it's tightly defined to make it difficult to utilize in the way the British utilized it. And the British utilized it for just about anything that you didn't, if you did something that you didn't like about the king, you criticized the king, you even just thought about, fantasized his death, it was treasonous. And the founders were really, really concerned about the misuse of that in the future going forward. And so they put it in the Constitution in Article 3, the judicial article, Section 3, Clause 1, and it just says specifically in the Constitution, treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act or there's a confession in open court. So they made it really, really difficult in terms of the fact that you have to have two witnesses, there has to be an overt act, it has to be levying war, and strangely enough, just recruiting people to levy war isn't even enough, according to Chief Justice John Marshall in the case involving former Vice President Aaron Burr a long time ago, and Burr was actually recruiting people to set up another country in some of the unorganized territories of the United States at the time. So they made it very, very difficult, number one, to prove, and number two, to fall within the parameters of that constitutional provision. And to the extent that Milley's situation, first of all, you know, you have to believe what Woodward and Costa have to say in terms of what it was. Not only the fact that he contacted General Lee, but rather the content of both calls. So there's certainly conflicting things regarding all that. I don't know the evidence, but when you say reprehensible, when you say endangering the civilian control of the military that is provided for in the Constitution, Milley has done a lot of things that very well may be criminal. But actually, there's only been two convictions of treason upheld before the United States Supreme Court because of the tightness. One was in 1947, following World War II, and the same thing in 1952. Not long after that, there's been two convictions held up. So people toss around this word very, very easily. Is Milley liable for court martial? Absolutely. Is he liable for any number of things undercutting the Constitution regarding civilian control? Absolutely. Does he fall within the constitutional definition of treason? I suspect not.
Well, there's that. I mean, it's during the Cold War. I'm sure that there was lots of phone calls all the time between NATO and the Russians or the Soviets. Because the Soviets in 1984, when I was stationed over in Europe, we were told we had to hold for 24 or 72 hours. And we kind of figured the Soviets would be through us in about 12, because we didn't understand how badly they were off. But I'm sure that there was lots of communications, because we did an alert. We would have an alert where somebody inadvertently fired into Western airspace or vice versa, and we would head down the road and be on a full war footing, and then we would get there, and then somebody, all of a sudden, they'd say, okay, head back, return to base. And we'd be going back because there was communications going on. So I'm sure there's precedent for that happening. But does it become a matter of context? Because these guys were doing would that have been considered, do you think, field commander preference there? Because you know they're having to deal with something in real time. They don't have time to get a committee together and vote and all this other stuff. They actually have to make a call because it looks like we might be going into World War III.
Yeah, well, there's some other problems with what Milley did in terms of what you're suggesting now, and that is that, of course, Milley, as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, is simply an advisor to the president and the Secretary of Defense. He is nowhere in the chain of command.
Right.
And specifically, this statute that creates his position specifically indicates that he is not in the chain of command. And so inserting himself into the chain of command seems to be the effort that he's taken. And that is certainly illegal, unconstitutional, and no doubt punishable via court martial. But I'm trying to provide some education on the exact term treason.
Hang on for me. Coming up on the first break, I know you have a book out that's out. Tell everybody what it's called and where to find it.
Constitutional Soundbites. There's 150 questions about the Constitution, running from the preamble through the 10th Amendment. It includes the whole body of the Constitution. And I would encourage folks to find it on Amazon, Constitutional Soundbites.
Amazon.com, Constitutional Soundbites. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, arrowprecisionusa.com. We're speaking with David Shistokas, attorney at law, talking about Millie and the word treason and the definition of treason and everything else. And we had gotten to that part where that's what you're trying to attempt to do, because it is such a they throw it about a lot, don't they? That's almost like calling somebody on the right a racist. It becomes a thing. It becomes a trend.
Kind of protect language if we can to make it valuable for when it actually does take place. And there's specific reasons why treason appears in the Constitution, the only crime defined in the Constitution. That does not mean that what Milley did is not criminal in one way, shape, or form. Certainly, it no doubt violates any number of issues regarding the chain of command. He said somewhere along the line that apparently Acting Secretary of Defense Chris Miller had authorized his action, but I've also seen former Secretary Miller indicate that he had no knowledge of Milley's call. So there's plenty of conflicting evidence, but it might be useful to understand that if you think about the Rosenberg trials in the early 50s and whatnot, the Espionage Act is something that comes into play that Milley could be charged under, because that involves giving aid to a country and not necessarily an enemy. So even though we think of the Chinese as an enemy, and rightfully so from strategic and policy methods, we certainly are not in a technical state of war with the Chinese. Nobody's declared war on anybody. And so, like in the Rosenbergs, when the Rosenbergs were giving information to the Russians, we weren't in a state of war with the Russians, but they were nevertheless charged and ultimately executed under the Espionage Act for assisting a country, not necessarily an enemy, but this is an offense distinct from treason and doesn't require the two witnesses for the overt act. So there's Milley very well can have some criminal liability, but I think it's probably important for people, like you say, everybody, they throw around the term racist so loosely. It's in many respects kind of lost its meaning. What we would like to do is see to it that people don't throw around the word treason in a fashion that undermines its constitutional status. And the constitutional status, like I said, was very, very important to the founders, because you couldn't really even wake up in those days without it. If you had a bad thought about King George, you were committing treason, when you woke up in the morning. Just fantasizing about the king hurting himself was possibly subject you to having your head cut off by the British. And so they didn't want the political misuse of that term or that crime, because they had suffered under that. Now, we have other actions that Milley very well could be prosecuted criminally for, both under the civilian statutes and through the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
So
it's just that treason doesn't lie.
Okay. So let's go. Let's take a lateral step here. And let's talk about his conversation he supposedly had with Nancy Pelosi. Is that an alleged conversation? Did it really happen? Do we know? Because I've been watching their testimony, and I don't expect nowadays a careerist military officer to be out there and be. I don't expect him to be straight up and very straightforward with everything he's saying, but he's saying the opposite of everything that we've heard, which the only source we've heard is a book excerpt.
Right.
So do we know anything about, did he really have that conversation with the speaker?
Well, what little of the testimony I actually heard yesterday, I did hear a part where he was referring to his conversation with the speaker, and he indicated that such a conversation did in fact take place. He admitted that in fact he had a conversation with the speaker regarding her concerns about the chain of command on issues of nuclear weapons. And so apparently the conversation with the speaker did take place. As best as I know, he just reassured her that the nuclear procedures were going to be maintained and still in place, and that there was nothing to really be concerned about. Although apparently he assuaged her in some way, shape, or form by agreeing with her that his belief that the president wasn't completely altogether either. So, but yeah, he had a conversation with the speaker. The contents of that conversation, you know, of course, we don't know. Outside of, from what I understand, they say that Woodward and his buddy Costa have transcripts of the conversation between Milley and the speaker. Where those come from, you got me. But I don't think his indicating to the speaker, at least what he had to say, he indicated to the speaker that all the things were in place. I don't think, at least from his testimony, he didn't say that he was in charge or that he was taking charge. He didn't make that representation to her.
Didn't go all Al Haig on him.
Didn't go all Al Haig. Yeah, I'm in charge at the warehouse, at the White House. Yeah, I actually still remember that in the aftermath of Reagan's.
That's one of those things I saw live when it happened the first time ever. So anyway, looking now, we don't have enough time for you to answer this, so I'm going to ask the question now. If we find out that he did try to incite, because he's not in a position of the chain of command, trying to, right, and with the oaths that he supposedly had the general swear, and telling all of these theater commanders, if you get an order to do this, before you do it, you put me in with the procedure, which that's not supposed to be something he's involved in either. He's supposed to be sitting back and sipping coffee in the war room watching it happen. He's not part of that. If we find this out, what are we looking at there? Is that an actual coup attempt, or how would we look at that? But you don't have time to answer that, so please don't do it yet. What's the name of the book again?
Constitutional Soundbites is the one book about the Constitution, of course. 150 questions and answers about the document that are kind of, nobody's interested in reading the Federalist Papers these days. So you can open to any page and find a question about, well, what did the founders mean by a well-regulated militia?
All right.
You'll find
we'll be right back.
There. It's on Amazon.
All right, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Kids are being gunned down on New York City streets, and junkies have taken over a swath of Midtown Manhattan. But Mayor Bill de Blasio summed up his policing priorities in two words Thursday: customer service.
The sad reality is so many people who just were trying to exercise their rights to get information or file a concern or a complaint, find out what's happening with a case, they were treated in a way that doesn't have anything to do with customer service or respect. That's not acceptable.
De Blasio called his revolutionary initiative for the NYPD a paradigm shift, saying customer service has to be what the NYPD is about. On Thursday, Senate Republicans joined with Democrats to pass a stopgap bill to fund the government through December, averting a government shutdown set to begin in the early hours of Friday morning. The House later aligned with the Senate to avert a government shutdown. This is USA Radio News. As Democrats attempt to push through massive spending packages, including the $1.8 trillion social safety net called the American Families Plan, Heather Smith, a stay-at-home mom, argued that expanding social programs will weaken American families and, in turn, society.
What we have is not actually one cohesive family unit that we're concerned about, but that a family is nothing more than two adults who each take on 50% of the financial burden of having children, rather than a single unit of society that is making decisions together for their own good and for the good of their children.
A professor who was suspended for declining a push to give black students easier exams has sued his school, alleging a breach of contract and other violations. Gordon Klein, a professor at UCLA, was asked by a group of non-black students last year to grade his black classmates differently. This is USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with David Shestokas, he is a attorney at law. He's focused in on what's been happening with General Mark Milley and everything as we're trying to sort this out and figure out what may happen, what could happen, all this other stuff. When we went to break, I was asking you if he actually did try to insert himself into the chain of command. If we find that out and everything, what is that actually? What has he, what directive has he broken? What law, what regulation?
A number of things, not the least of which is he tried to insert himself in a place that he doesn't belong. His the position of the chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff is in fact created by statute itself, and the statute it indicates that he's the principal military advisor to the president and the secretary of defense, but it also specifically indicates that he has no command authority. So the other members of the chiefs, they have command authority, but they still wind up getting it. They still wind up having to get a civilian approval over what they have to say. But sure. When Milley tried to indicate to the folks, and I hesitate to call his lower officers because they do not report directly to him. I would suggest, that was more or less a coup. That was more or less an attempt to take away the civilian control of the military vested in the President of the United States. And to that extent, certainly, he's court-martial in that regard. But that does not, if we, you remember the beginning of our conversation, that does not fall within the constitutional definition of treason.
Right.
I would suggest certainly he's in violation of any number of things in that attempt. And of course, it would be interesting to note what the other officers indicated at the alleged meeting where he asked them for their oath to him. He has no right to ask anybody for an oath to him. The oath is to the Constitution, and the law is promulgated under the Constitution. Somebody should have said in that meeting, General, you don't have any authority to ask us to do this. You know, whether that happened or not, we certainly can't say.
But if they got out there and if they went out there and they took that oath, if they said, yes, I'll swear an oath of allegiance to you, General Milley, did they just become co-conspirators?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because at that moment in time, they've now violated their own oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States. You know, so they're in violation themselves of their own oath, and they become co-conspirators in the attempted coup attempt. And if there's anybody off their rocker, whose mental stability we should question, I would suggest that it would be General Milley, because of course if he had issues with the president, there's any number of mechanisms for him to go work through those, and that would be through the cabinet, through the vice president. And potentially the 25th Amendment. There's any number of options we have that are available in terms of reining in or calling attention to the issues that he might have with the president.
But he would have to actually do something, wouldn't he? He'd have to actually do something that seems way beyond the pale besides getting out there. Rhetoric has always been that's always been in politics.
Yes, Trump. Rhetoric is always a part of politics, but saying that the commander in chief, saying that you should not go to the commander in chief as constituted under the United States Constitution, but come to me, that's not rhetoric. You know, that's the talk of a military coup. That's how the military gets in control in any number of countries around the world. Ultimately, they little by little, they say that, we can't depend on the civilian government, and you guys and the generals get together, and they have the military under their thumb, and so the military obeys them, and that's how you lose civilian control. That's how
Right.
you lose a republic with that. That's how you lose a republic with the kind of request that Milley made of his fellow officers.
Well, I mean, when I was saying what I was talking about with rhetoric, like with Nancy Pelosi, for example, she is reported to have told Milley that he's crazy. Now, she may believe that, but we hear this all the time. I mean, one of the reasons I've never run for office is because of what you have to put up during the campaign. The rhetoric that's coming at you all the time. It's, most people that I've ever been involved with when I was a younger man, if they talk to me that way, we'd be stepping outside. So, that's what I was referring to. Now, it becomes a matter, though, like with Pelosi, that would be looked at as rhetoric, wouldn't it? When she said he's crazy, she can have her opinion or whatever you want to do. But when he got out there and started saying, yes, we'll do this that way, and when he started making decisions based upon what she was telling him, that's when it became,
that's when it became potentially criminal and court-martialable.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the moment and again I hesitate to say treasonous because that's specific in relationship to other things with the enemy, but I would suggest he's now attempting to insert himself, attempting for all practical purposes to create a military chain of command for control of America's nuclear arsenal, And that is contrary to the laws of the United States of America, contrary to the United States Constitution, contrary to his oath. And I would suggest that any officer that took an oath that Milley asked that they would conduct themselves in that fashion is, as you mentioned, a potential co-conspirator in the attempted military coup, because he's attempting to set an alternative chain of command rather than that that's set by the laws and the Constitution. And when you're doing that, yep, that's the definition of a coup.
Treason would have to be a really egregious breach, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would have to be a very egregious breach, and it would be, and it's not just, although you see the aid and comfort in there, and you also see the, but it talks about levying war, and it says also about an enemy of the United States, and historically the courts have treated that as countries that we are actively involved with in terms of perhaps military engagement. And so of course, as a practical matter in the world, we understand the dangers the Chinese present, and they're certainly a competitor and in many places an adversary. And at worst case scenario, I would suggest enemy is probably correct. But enemy as defined in the treason clause of the Constitution, China doesn't fit there at this moment in time. And so that's why they wind up prosecuting things like what Milley did under alternative theories like the Espionage Act. And again, the language is strange because that implies spying necessarily because it's called an Espionage Act.
Right,
but
it does involve
doing things detrimental to the United States, involving a foreign country, whether they're an enemy or not, under the technical term of enemy.
So, let me get you to hold right there. We're going into the last break. Hang on for me one more time. Discussing the Pentagon shenanigans with all the little stooges up there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We've been speaking with David Shostokas. He is an attorney at law. He is an author. We've been talking about what might have happened, what probably happened, and the fact that probably General Milley did not commit treason by the strictest term constitution, the strictest definition constitutionally of the term. But is it safe to say, David, that he did break the law? He violated the UCMJ in some way or fashion?
He broke the law and violated the UCMJ in certain, in some fashion or other. I've read is that there's many as 7 or 8 articles that that he's in violation of, and should properly be investigated and if appropriate, punished for. There's no question that what he did was in both the calls and based upon the public commentary from other folks, he did not have civilian authorization to be involved in those calls at all. I've seen denials from Secretary Pompeo. I've seen denials from former Secretary or Acting Secretary Miller. So there's no reason to believe that he in fact had any civilian authorization, and undercutting civilian control of our military is certainly one of them, but recruiting additional fellow officers to participate in that is, I would suggest, another punishable offense. So he's been all over the board, and certainly he's in danger. He would be in danger if we had a legitimate Department of Justice, you know, were to say, but of course we've got some issues with that, and issues with the Biden administration and their own adherence to the Constitution in so many respects, and that might be a conversation for a whole nother show, you know.
Well, does something like this have a Does it have a statute of limitations built into it where if they don't do it by a certain time, it has to be let go?
Typically, most felony cases under in federal law have a 5-year statute. That's not exclusive. Some things are extended to 10 years, but typically most things are 5 years. So in some respects, were this administration to go out of business in 2024, there would be a chance that a new administration would be in position to prosecute the general. Should they decide to do so? Should they decide that it would be appropriate? So elections have consequences, you know.
Yeah, they do.
And that's a whole separate issue because, of course, I spent I believe you were told that I spent about 5 weeks with lawyers for Trump in Pennsylvania during October and November 2020 and testified before the Pennsylvania Senate and whatnot. So I have experience with the election issues as well. So maybe we'll do that someday too, Bill.
Well, probably we'll be doing it around 2022 because that's coming up. And everybody right now, and let me ask you this. Let me just ask you this, just because you brought it up, and it's an interesting question that I consider. So they did this one time. Now, they did this under the auspice of a bunch of emergency orders. I'm convinced the whole COVID-19 thing was done the way it was done so we could have mail-in voting. The entire world, nobody in the entire world uses mail-in voting. We decided to pick it up because mail-in voting is the biggest way to perpetrate fraud in an election. And yet we ran to it like moths to the flame because we were scared. Could what they did last time, given all the light that this has been given, could that happen again?
Oh, clearly it can happen again. Most voting laws are written on the assumption that there's going to be an active and viable adversarial process. That is, that there will be strong two-party systems in every election jurisdiction. So those two parties are monitoring each other on an adversarial basis. The big problems happened in about a half a dozen metropolitan areas where there is only one party control. And if people do not get active in terms of monitoring what goes on in those places where there's one party control, there's no reason to believe that it will change.
Yeah.
People have to be really, really active in that regard. Myself, I've been appointed to the Illinois State Central Republican Committee on Ballot Integrity Issues, and we're organizing election judges. We're organizing rapid response legal teams for 2022. There's a whole slew of things that we're doing here in response to some of the – and one of the reasons I'm on that committee is – because of my experience with Pennsylvania and Georgia last year. And we have to be backward-looking to see what they did, and we have to be forward-looking in terms of actively doing what we can to see to it that it doesn't happen again. And mail-in voting is certainly one of the huge problems. One of the biggest problems there, just quickly, is they had three – I was working in Allegheny County in Pennsylvania, which is primarily Pittsburgh, and there was 330,000 ballots came into a 140,000 square foot warehouse that was essentially controlled by a half a dozen people. So when you have that situation where there's hundreds of thousands of ballots that are literally under the control of five or six people, and they are not allowing access and transparency and monitoring, that's just a formula for asking people to commit fraud. There's longer stories about Pennsylvania, but the fact is they consolidated them. Well, that was one of the worst things because historically, mail-in ballots didn't go to one centralized location. When they would come in, they'd be sent out to the precinct where the voter was supposed to vote, in which case you would have they had those 300,000 ballots that came in Pittsburgh go out to 1,000 precincts, or roughly 300 in each precinct. And it's much more difficult to manipulate 2,000 election judges than it is five or six people in a big warehouse.
Yeah.
So
that'll be interesting to see. I'm waiting. I don't know exactly how they would actually pull that off because I mean the Democrats have made such a mess of everything. But that it's a fascinating thing. I will get back with Mr. Mr. McIntosh and bring you back here shortly about this, because that's something everybody's out there saying, well, they figured out how to fix the election. I thought H.R. 1 was their attempt to codify what they did, and but that failed. So I'm hoping that, you know, we just had the Maricopa thing and all that other stuff come out, and Georgia's passed their law, Texas has their law. I know
the laws are really, as written, really very good, but they proceed on an assumption that doesn't exist in too many jurisdictions, and that is that there's active adversarial monitoring going on, and we haven't been doing it. We haven't been active, and these people have been lulled into thinking that they are in charge, they have the power, and they just get to pick winners rather than count votes.
Right.
And that's precisely what happened pursuant to a number of court decisions in Pennsylvania that were ratified on a 4-4 vote by John Roberts. Maybe we should spend the time and I can explain to everybody how.
Well, we're about to run out of time. So before we do run out of time,
we'll go.
Okay, well, I mean, we don't have a minute. We don't have a minute. Okay. Tell everybody how to find the book.
Dave Shestokas, Shestokas, on Amazon. There's both Constitutional Soundbites and Creating the Declaration of Independence. One about the Constitution, one about the Declaration. I hope people will read them and enhance their knowledge of America.
Find it at Amazon.com. Thank you very much for joining me tonight.
Thank you so much, Bill. It was a good pleasure to be with you.
Likewise, likewise. Hour number three is inbound. Coming up next, it's going to be 1911 University with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom, because that's the epitome of the 1911, 2011, 2019 platform, isn't it? Nobody better to talk about it. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.